This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Workers have had it okay in recent years. Some 2.7 million jobs were created last year, and the unemployment rate never rose above 4%, which is all the more impressive when you take into account that in the four decades before 2020, worker gains, in particular on wages, were limited, if not anemic. Many factors have been at work there, but some economists suspect one issue has been employment restrictions, as in non-compete agreements. They make it harder to take a new job and thereby get a raise. These agreements are illegal for a lot of jobs in some states, but still legal in many other states. Marketplace senior economics contributor Chris Farrell read through the literature on this and joined Marketplace Morning Report host David Brancaccio to share more. Here's David.
I once had a non-compete clause in a minimum wage job. These are about you can't leave and work for a competitor for a period of time, right?
Right. And these restrictive non-competes, you know, it varies a lot by state. And there really isn't a comprehensive data set on non-competes, but the estimates range between 18% and 40% of the American workforce is impacted by these agreements. And they typically involve, you know, high-skill, high-wage professionals like, financiers, software engineers. But they have become surprisingly widespread in lower-wage industries. That's the experience that you had. Hairstylists, office cleaners. This is according to a report by the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis.
We've reported on the Federal Trade Commission in Washington is actively working to try to regulate many or most of these non-competes out of existence.
Yes. And so California, North Dakota, Oklahoma, you know, they essentially have bans on non-competes. Colorado and Minnesota have now joined the movement. And other states haven't gone quite that far, David. But, you know, it seems like most are creating new restrictions.
What do we know about the impact that non-compete limits have on workers?
Okay, so there's a recent study, three economists, the labor market effects of legal restrictions on worker mobility, and they find that increases in non-compete enforceability, that decreased workers' earnings and mobility from 1991 to 2014.
And did they detect a big hit?
It is significant. I mean, they calculate that if a state moves from the 25th percentile to the 75th percentile in terms of enforcing non-competes, workers see a 1.7% average decline in annual earnings. And they say making non-competes unenforceable nationwide could boost average earnings among all workers by 3.2% to 14.2%.
Now, employers, businesses, worry about trade secrets and the training that they invested in their workers, and many have been lobbying hard or suing to keep the non-compete arrangements.
Yeah, it does still appear that the tide is turning. And see what you think of this idea, David. Besides helping workers, an additional factor that is providing momentum to the anti-non-compete initiatives is the suspicion that it could be a real boon to innovation. There's a series of fascinating studies that were done years ago looking into high-tech innovation. And these studies have argued that California's long-term ban on non-competes, that helped Silicon Valley become the epicenter of high-tech entrepreneurship. In comparison, take the competitor, Boston's high-tech corridor, Route 128. Well, it fell short early on, perhaps because Massachusetts allowed businesses to limit employee mobility.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.